This is Seth Wires from Channel 9. We're here at That Conference on the That Conference fireplace stage. It's lovely. It's like we're camping, bud.
It's beautiful.
So tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Mike Stowe. I work as the developer relations manager at MuleSoft.
Okay.
And I'm an API fanatic.
Yeah, and you know, we're having to have a lot more of those nowadays, aren't we?
It's almost like people have like mobile phones and TVs and watches
stuff.
And stuff.
I mean,
it's
everything
crazy.
Uses an API.
I swear, yeah.
We have these devices, we have the IoT stuff coming up, and you're giving a talk about something like this today, right?
I am. I'm going to talk about design APIs because people design a lot of bad APIs I have to use, and it sucks.
Yeah, and we had someone yesterday talk about APIs, irresistible APIs. She wrote a book. Mm-hmm. But
yes.
I feel the more that we talk about how to build a good API, the better we'll all be. So what suggestions do you have?
You know, one of my favorite quotes is by Roy Fielding. And he says that we're usually good at short-term design, we're usually awful at long-term design. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing for all developers here is we suck at design.
Yeah.
Like we write code that lasts for a month, 2 months. We look at it a year later, we go, holy crap, what'd I write?
Yeah.
And we do that with APIs. We say, look, we're going to build this API, we're going to get out there, we're going to ship it. We don't put a lot of thought into it.
And the thing about APIs is they're going to be more durable because once someone starts using it, mm-hmm. you've got that baggage for a while.
Yeah. Yep. It's a contract.
Yeah. So what are some of the tips that you have for building good APIs?
So I think the first thing with building an API, as stupid as it sounds, is understand what you're building. Mm-hmm. Like, we have a lot of customers and companies out there that go out there and say, hey, well, we're going to build an API. Mm-hmm. And we ask them why.
Yeah.
And API is such a buzzword right now. It's like cloud. Like, we're going to put our data in the cloud.
Yeah.
Hopefully it doesn't rain.
Yeah.
With the API, understand what you're building. Understand who your customers are.
Okay.
What do they need? You know, why are you building the actions or resources that you're building?
I see.
And why are you building the API that you're building? Are you building like a RESTful API, a REST-like API, RPC, I have a bit of SOAP?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, but understand, exactly. Understand what you're building and why you're building it.
Yeah.
And then once you do that, involve your users. You know, uh-huh. I always like equate to, if you're building a website for a customer, you don't say, okay, you want a photography website, let me design everything for you, build it all, and then I'll show you what I'm thinking.
Okay.
You know, because you do that, they hate it, and it doesn't work.
I like the fact of, first, know what you want to build, and make it worthwhile to the customer. I mean, that's pretty much what you're saying.
Yeah, yep. And the easiest way you can do that is, you know, right now what we tend to do is we tend to build the API, put it out in production, say, I hope this works.
Right.
I hope this meets their needs. But we have new technologies out there. We have Swagger. We have a new spec called RAML, which is the RESTful API modeling language.
Interesting. I hadn't heard of that. I've heard of Swagger. Mm-hmm. What, is RAML fairly new?
Yeah, so RAML's about a year and a half old now.
Oh, so not that new.
Yeah, it's not brand new, but
it's
still.
That's like 10 years in tech years.
Yeah. But RESTful is, you know, Fielding's dissertation was 2000, so that's right. Like 15 years, and people are still getting used to it.
And so do you have anything to show us that can sort of help us think about how to start doing these things?
Yeah, so I'll show you the API design with RAML here really quick.
Okay.
And the great thing about RAML is as you write the YAML format for your code, so anybody can read it, you hand over your docs team, they can get it, mm-hmm. you actually see what the API looks like as you build it.
I see.
So building a resource in RAML is simple saying I want to build a resource called campers.
Okay.
You know, I add the resource campers just by doing that. I want to add a description to it. This is my campers resource.
Uh-huh.
I have amazing descriptions, by the way. This is
this is really good stuff.
If I want to add a get method, it's as simple as typing get, and as soon as I do that, immediately on the right side, the get method shows up. I can say query parameters.
And this is a way to describe what you're doing without necessarily writing it. Is that correct?
Exactly. So basically what I'm doing here is I'm creating a model for my API or design what my API might look like. Uh-huh. And as I do this, again, if I click on get, everything's there. I have a query parameter called name. I can add responses. I can add 200 response. I can add a 400 response, a 404, 500, which is the universal. We have absolutely no clue what happened whatsoever.
Yeah, something exploded.
And then I guess I want to add a body. Let's do application JSON. You can also put in examples for this. So I can put in an example. I don't know why, but I'm in Wisconsin. Bob's like the first name I think of.
Sure.
So we're still in
Bob. I always think of Phil.
Phil?
Yeah, oh, there you go.
So just like that, I have the responses. I can see what this looks like. Maybe I want to support multiple media types. So since you said Phil, let's do XML, because everybody loves XML. And again, now I have my different responses for all the different ones out there, different application types. And there's so much more you can do with this. But what's really cool about this is what I just created, I can show this to other developers, mm-hmm. I can show this to my docs team, but I can also click on the mocking service here, and this is a free tool offered by MuleSoft. Mm-hmm. All this stuff is open source, you get raml.org/project.
Sure.
By clicking the mocking service on, I now have a mock of my API that I can send to potential developers around the world.
Uh-huh.
So I can say, hey, try this out. So I've essentially built what my API would look like without writing any code whatsoever.
Interesting. Now, is this RAML format something that MuleSoft puts out, or is it a spec? What is it?
It's a spec. It's an open source spec that's actually backed by a lot of different companies.
Okay.
So the CTO of MuleSoft was the guy who created it, Ray Sharif. But you know, it's expanded beyond. Oracle supports it, RESTLET supports it, CA Technologies. The list just goes on and on. And you know, actually on the working group for RAML, we have representatives from Cisco, we have representatives from Acacia Software, which is a direct competitor of ours.
Got it.
So we're really trying to make it as inclusive as possible and create a way for people to create better APIs from the onset.
So it feels like you're able to describe in a technical way what it is that your API is doing, your RESTful API is doing, mm-hmm. without necessarily having to implement it. Mm-hmm. And it's a fast way to prototype something and put it out there for people to discuss.
Yeah, yep, and that's just the first part. So now once you have the prototype, there are actually tools out there so you can actually build the API from this spec.
Oh, interesting.
On top of that, there are tools for documentation. So rather than having to now create separate documentation, you just use the same spec your documentation's done. If you want to create interactive tools for sharing, there's something called the API Notebook,
right.
which lets developers explore your API with other APIs.
Interesting.
And then, of course, if you want SDKs, everybody knows how much fun it is to build SDKs, especially when you're not, you know, a Java guy or a PHP right. guy or Ruby guy. There's services out there like apimac.io where you can generate the SDKs just from the spec. There's services out there where you can generate your tests for your API mm-hmm. from the spec. So it encompasses the full lifecycle of the API. And really what it tries to do is eliminate a lot of the extra time you'd have to do building that stuff.
It feels like what you're saying is we need to stop thinking of APIs as just something that's an afterthought and think of it as the product itself or a part of the product that's important.
It is. Well, and the challenge we have is, you know, we've gone to an agile methodology, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And we have this idea of SaaS where I can just update, you know, the software as I go.
Right.
And you make a change down the road, that's fine. But again, with APIs, it's a contract.
Mm-hmm.
So if you update something, you break something, that means you're taking away from developers' ability to build on their own products.
Yeah.
And there's nothing developers love doing more than going and fixing your junk versus creating new features and making money.
Absolutely, that's awesome. So tell me a little bit about MuleSoft and what you folks do.
So MuleSoft is a connectivity company. Our motto is, if you can connect anything, you can change everything.
Okay.
And so what we do is we provide integration platform. So if you need to connect Workday to Salesforce to SAP to DB2 to, heaven forbid, an AS400, we provide a platform that allows you to do all that. And that platform can be hosted on-premise or we have a cloud solution as well. And of course, we help out with the API side of things. So we provide free tooling for design your API, sharing your API, document your API. And where we try to bring in the money then is with API management.
Got it.
So you're welcome to use, you know, like the API designer we just showed, you're welcome to use that absolutely free of charge. Use their tools absolutely free of charge. And then hopefully say, this is a great service, I want to use them as my API manager, I want to take my enterprise to the next level. If not, you could go to one of our competitors, but that really hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
I cry a lot.
Well, this is very helpful. I love the focus on APIs. I love the focus on it's a product and what value we're going to deliver through the API mm-hmm. instead of, hey, let's just make some endpoints and stuff.
Yeah, yep, exactly.
So do you have any tips for people starting out building APIs?
Yeah, so I have a shameless plug, if I may.
Let's do it.
You mentioned the books earlier. I would suggest checking out my book. And the cool thing about it is you can sure buy it on Amazon, and I won't complain about that. Mm-hmm. But you can get a free copy online at MuleSoft.com/restbook. And in the book is talking about the things we just talked about, how to design API.
Got it.
And then the best practices to watch out for.
Awesome.
The biggest thing is spend time with your API. Take a couple weeks in advance to figure out what it is you're building and why you're building the way you are. Mm-hmm. Don't deviate from the standards. Like, it's great to be innovative, and you should be innovative, but be innovative in your own environment, not in production.
I see.
And then as you build the API, make sure you involve other users and get their feedback.
Well, this is awesome advice. Thanks so much for being with us, my friend.
No, thank you for
inviting. It's like we're having a little campfire talk, man.
And there's no mosquitoes.
Well, there's a fly that's been roaming around if you've been watching these. Again, thanks for being here. We're in That Conference, the main stage. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time. Take care.
Awesome. Thanks, Seth.